Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Hey, how's it going? Come on in and take a seat. I can tell by the look on your face you want the usual. Go ahead, flip through the newspaper while I get started here. Oh, did you see that oil spill thing? It's fucking ridiculous. Can't believe that shit. Doesn't that just make you sick? The whole idea of having all that oil in the water, causing all the birds to not be able to fly south for the winter and shit. I can't believe something like this could happen. You know what I think it was? I know they have a story they're trying to cook up to tell us the cause of this whole thing. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with all them little Mexican guys swimming in the ocean. I mean, they got such greasy hair, you know? Get enough of them all swimming around in the ocean there, you're bound to have yourself an oil slick. Feel bad for all them fucking seagulls flying around, landing in that shit. You know, people don't like the seagulls all that much. Never understood that. They're beautiful. You ever look at a seagull? It's the whitest white you've ever seen. Try and get your socks to look as clean as a seagull. Then tell me that seagulls are dirty. Just because they eat what I throw away? I mean, homeless people do that too. But homeless people are dirty as shit. Look at a seagull. He's pristine like satin sheets. Hey, go ahead and look down there, friend. Also, I've been hearing a lot about this immigration bill. I don't know any of the facts, but it's gotta be something to do with this oil slick. All the Mexicans swimming out in the ocean. I know it has something to do with Arizona. Last time I checked, though, I don't think Arizona is on the ocean. I don't understand what their problem is. Maybe they got a lot of lakes or something. You know, and as a kid, I was real scared of swimming in the lakes, because did you ever see that movie with Camp Crystal Lake? Jason Voorhees in it? Motherfuckers slashing people while they're having sex? Be the worst fucking way to go in the world. Well, maybe it wouldn't. Could be the best way. What do you want to do about them sideburns? You want to keep those? No? Okay. Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, the Jason Voorhees. That motherfucker, he came back to life about 27 times. I mean, first of all, didn't he die as a child? How the fuck did he come back to life as an adult in the second movie? Doesn't make any sense. Also, why does he have to wear a mask all the time? Didn't he drown? Pretty sure his face would look normal, right? I mean, it might be a little blue, a little bloated, maybe a fish knot on it for a while. I still can't get over the fact that he was an adult in the second movie. Doesn't make any fucking sense. His mom killed everybody in the first one. How the hell did he become evil all of a sudden? Is it just running the genes? And then, to cap the whole fucking thing off, I don't remember which one it was, but in one of them, he fucking melted. He turned into fucking liquid. I'm not even joking, man. Turned into fucking liquid. Then, he came back again in another fucking movie. Does that make any goddamn sense to you? It's not like he's a fucking ghost like Freddy, you know? Freddy, he could come back in 100 fucking movies because he's a goddamn ghost. Fucking Jason running around with a knife and a fucking hockey mask. Got the fucking murder in his jeans. Killing people while they're having sex. The fuck? I mean, did you see where he stabbed Kevin Bacon through the throat that time? I mean, first of all, you can't stab a dude while he's fucking. Second of all, you can't kill Kevin Bacon. He's the greatest actor of our time. Well, looks like I'm all finished. I can tell by the look on your face that you'll be back. Take care there, buddy. Try not to get hit by any cars while you're crossing the street.